And a good afternoon. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. A couple of upcoming Tiger football events we want to tell you about. And we've been talking about Tiger cards this week. Tiger cards will go on sale beginning this Saturday, August 21st from 9 until 1. Now, cards are $10 each. You can buy your card at a Jim Gustafson Field. All sales directly help the Tiger football program. Again, Tiger cards for sale this Saturday from 9 until 1. Also on Saturday, August 28th, make sure to mark this on your calendar. It starts at 9:30. It's the first annual Football Jamboree. Now, it's a scrimmage for the Albert Lea football program against Blooming Prairie and Austin, JV and varsity at the Gus. Now, it's free admission. They're going to have a hog roast and food available on the plaza for purchase. It's sponsored by the Albert Lea football boosters. Again, it's Saturday, August 28th, starting at 9:30 at the Gus. Coming up this Saturday, the Albert Lea boys and girls soccer teams, they're going to have scrimmages. They're going to be in Fairmont, and the first regular season matchup for Albert Lea fall sports, that's going to be in girls tennis on Monday. Albert Lea is going to travel to Mankato East, their tennis courts. They're going to face Mankato West and Winona in a triangular. Miguel Cabrera's next attempt to reach 500 career home runs comes against Los Angeles Angels two-way sensation Shohei Ohtani, who is 7-1 with a 2.93 ERA in the mound. He also leads the majors with 39 homers this season. Now Cabrera, who is stuck on 499, went 0-2 in Detroit's 8-2 loss to the Angels last night. Baltimore, they've dropped 13 in a row as they head into another game at first place Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay routed the O's 10-0 last night. Baltimore has been outscored 123-36 during their skid. They're in danger of falling below Arizona as the worst team in the majors. The Orioles did lose 14 in a row from May 18th through the 31st. Oakland Athletics right-hander Chris Bassitt was carted off the field Tuesday night after he was struck on the side of the head by a comebacker. Now, Bassitt went down on the mound right after he was hit by Brian Goodwin's line drive, holding his head, and his teammates quickly waved to the dugout for assistance. Now, he is in the midst of a breakout season for Oakland, leading the American League in victories with a 12-3 record and a 3.06 ERA. Acting United States Attorney Jennifer Arbitier Williams has announced Tuesday that a former United States Golf Association employee has been charged in relation to a scheme to embezzle funds from the unauthorized sale of U.S. Open Championship tickets. Now, according to a statement released by Williams, Robert Fryer faces conspiracy, wire fraud, and mail fraud charges. Now, Fryer allegedly used his position from 2013 to 2019 to obtain 23,000 tickets that he sold to third-party ticket brokers for nearly $1 million. Now, Fryer faces a maximum of 300 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, a $3.75 million fine, and a $1,500 special assessment. The Chicago Bears are without both of their top 2021 draft picks. Offensive tackle Tevin Jenkins is having back surgery. The hope is to get him back sometime this season. Now, quarterback Justin Fields has a groin injury and is being held out of practice. His status for Saturday's preseason game against Buffalo isn't yet known. A woman seeking a 5-year restraining order against Trevor Bauer testified that her horror grew as bruises emerged and her pain surged the day after a sexual encounter in which she said the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher choked her and punched her. The woman testified about the aftermath of the night with Bauer in her second day on the stand in an LA court. She said she was at first determined to tell no one, but her injury sent her to an emergency room and brought a visit from police. Now, Bauer has said that everything that happened between the two was consensual. Bauer's attorney challenged a 27-year-old San Diego woman on why she omitted a text message to Bauer before their meetings, saying she would have her, quote, feelings turned off and joking that she would have a non-disclosure agreement signed and sealed when she came to see him. The attorney also asked why she got back in the bed and slept next to Bauer after the traumatic experience she testified that she had. The NCAA is reportedly investigating Nebraska coach Scott Frost and his program for several suspected violations. The Action Network is citing unidentified sources in its report. The Cornhuskers allegedly had analysts working in improper roles during games and practices and unauthorized off-campus workouts dating back a year. There's allegedly video footage confirming practice violations occurred in the presence of Frost and other assistants. Now, Frost has gone 12-20 in 3 years. years, and the program has had four straight losing seasons. New athletic director Trev Alberts declined immediate comment on the report. And that's Cheka Sports. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.